Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Perhaps you recognize that sarcastic voice there at the end with all the compliments. That was John Deeney. Welcome back, folks. Celebrating the third decade, I should say. Not seventh yet. Third decade of the Small Business Advocate. It is 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and John Deeney's our guest. John, thanks for all those sweet, warm wishes there. John Deeney, by the way, folks, has been with us now for 19 years. He's the author of Hunting in a Farmer's World, Your Exit Map, two different books, award-winning books. Awakeat2o'clock.com is one website. What's the other one, John?
On this topic, I'd like to see people go to yourexitmap.com. There's a bunch of free tools up there to check out some of your assumptions. How long is it going to take? What do I need to retire? Mm-hmm. Is my idea about the value of my business realistic? They're free and they're online, and you can just jump on yourexitmap.com and fool around with them and mm-hmm. see if what you're thinking is close to reality.
I've seen over the years, and by the way, folks, whatever John does is top shelf. It's the best, I promise you. John, I've seen people, smart people, 10, 15 years before they were going to be exiting, bring on a key person that they needed to do the work. They used them. They had an important job to do, but they were going to be groomed from day one to take over the company, to buy the owner out. Even if day one the person didn't know it, over time, by the time they'd been with the company, if they were there 15 years when the event happened, by the time they'd been there in the eighth year, they were told, you know, this is where I'm headed. If you play your cards right, you keep working hard, and if you defer gratification, in fact, they might even, as you said earlier, have a contract for that. Start the process. The good news is, I know you're keeping up with this. The good news is, as the government has offered us many tax deferred retirement options, that's one of the good things the government has done for small businesses. They're now in the process of changing the laws and making it easier for small businesses. I'm talking about tiny small businesses with less than 20 employees to do ESOPs, employee stock option programs. That's your last thoughts in the previous segment were headed toward that. Tell us about it.
Well, I know that there's some bills winding through Congress. The big thing they have to do for small businesses, as far as the ESOPs go, and ESOPs are expensive because of regulation. I mean, the government can easily change it. I understand why they want to protect
administration,
employees.
The future administration, that's where the big part of the expense is.
Yes. Yeah, because ESOPs are an ERISA retirement plan just like a 401k, which means you have to have an annual audit of your financials, and you have to have an annual meeting with a paid trustee from the outside, and either he or another person has to be the independent board member, which usually means fees, and you have to have an annual valuation of the company. Those three things together are about $50,000 a year.
Especially the evaluation, the audit, that's very expensive.
Yes.
And can be torturous.
It's horrible. if they change that, if they somehow loosen up the regulations so that you don't have to be spending $50,000 or $60,000 a year just maintaining the ESOP plan, then it would put it within the range of a lot of smaller businesses. Mm-hmm. That's the regulatory atmosphere that keeps it from being available to them now. There's no law that says a small business can ESOP. They just can't afford it.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
And I know.
And thank goodness.
Congress has several things.
There are some people. I mean, it looks like it's going to happen. I mean, there are people now who are gearing up to be able to be to be offering those kinds of services, you know, those kinds of applying them, of applications, and maybe even get it automated. I don't know. But this is something to think about. But here's the thing, John. You can't – it's not going to save you. An ESOP program, if they made it perfect, if it came down from heaven, it's not going to save you if you haven't been managing your business in a direction to allow you to get out. If you haven't been changing your, you know, redoing your financial statements, making sure you hire the right people. If you don't have good people to sell it to, you don't have a deal. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Absolutely. It's all about people development. I mean, I did an ESOP last year. That was a company that had three managers that they had been grooming, and the two partners wanted to sell to the three managers. And actually, the problem was they were growing too fast.
Hey, John, I got to go. I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. John Deeney. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.